and one third of all things living in the sea died. You know, we get excited when somebody calls in like they have now or some news and they say, you know, we just found 10 million fish dead in some lake. 10 million fish dead. I don't know how they figure that out, how they count them and whatever. I don't know. But anyway, this says right here that one third of all things living in the sea died, and one third of all the ships on the sea were destroyed. One third of them. Then the third angel blew his trumpet, and a great flaming star fell out of the sky, burning like a torch. It fell upon one third of the rivers and on the springs of water. Again, that could be a comet or something, and it would look like a torch, wouldn't it? You know, coming in, a flame, a fire. You know, we've all seen what we call falling stars, you know, but they all burn up before they get here, most of them. We hardly ever have one that gets through our atmosphere. But just think, what if it was one that was big enough that as it came in, you saw this flaming fire off of it, and it's coming in, and it don't burn it up. By the time it gets here, it's still 500 miles or 1,000 miles in diameter, and it hits into the sea. Or if it hits on the ground, why, it's going to be devastating. In other words, this is beginning to make the judgments we're having right now seem kind of minor, aren't they? Yeah. The judgments we're experiencing, in other words, if you look at this, like Haiti, 250,000 to 500,000 people, Japan, 30, 40, 50,000, we don't know. You look at all these people, all out here in Texas, of all the homes that burned, and all of just a few hundred, 300 or 400 or whatever, they don't know, probably another 500 people died down here with these things, and who knows how many is going to die up and down the Mississippi River. And if we were to have a giant earthquake up there now and do what I think could happen, there's no telling how many people would die. God is telling us he's tired of what we're doing. We're not putting him first. Well, we've seen three of them so far. Let's see what the fourth one does on the next verse. The name of the star was Bitterness. It made one third of the water bitter, and many people died because the water was so bitter. Some people think that bitterness or wormwood, they think that was Chernobyl, you know, but I don't know if that was it or not. But I know that cost a lot of people their life. But anyway, this is a judgment from God, and it's going to turn the water bitter. Then he says, then the fourth angel blew his trumpet, and one third of the sun was struck, and one third of the moon, and one third of the stars, and they became dark, and one third of the day was dark, and one third of the night also. Are you beginning to get the idea that God is a little upset right here? I don't see any other way to look at this, do you? That the boss is upset. Now then, I don't want him to be upset with me, but I only have one person that I can totally be in control of. That's this one right here. I want my walk with the king to be okay. I want him when he comes again to say, well done, son. You know, you've been a good boy. Is that what you want to hear? Yes, sir, that's what I want to hear too. I don't like getting spankings from the Lord. I've had far too many of them. Wow. So we've got four of these things so far. So let's go on to the next one. Then I looked up and I heard an angel, a single eagle, crying loudly as it flew through the air. Terror. 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 I mean, what have we been having? I mean, if this wasn't terror up to now, what's fixing to happen? Oh, Lord. But the angel is saying, this is nothing. What you've experienced so far, that's nothing. It's minor. Now then, the King James says there, whoa, whoa, whoa. But the NLT says, terror, terror, terror. To all who belong to this world. Are you glad you don't belong to this world? It's a good time to tell all your friends about Jesus. And you know, and the thing about it is, you tell them, they still don't believe it. It is worse than sad. I mean, you tell them, you show them a demonstration of the Spirit's power, just like that woman's husband a while ago saw his wife miraculously healed, and still he was in shock. He didn't believe it. And to think, you said it was in that church 6 months, Miss Bobby? 6 months, and never got to give the testimony. But I'm telling you, it's amazing. In fact, I will tell you, the last time I went to Hobbs, the Waldorf family came and sat down with me and wanted to know what I thought. Bailey was catching so much flack for her healing that they wanted her to stop talking about it in church. I just told them, I'd find me another church. I'd find me another church. If I got a Baptist church out there and they won't acknowledge that God healed that little girl. In fact, in the newspaper, the Friday before they came to, where was we at? Brenham. The Friday before we were at Brenham on Saturday, the Hobbs newspaper carried about 2 or 3 pages of color of that little girl in her chambers and her oxygen and all the things about this Gargazil shot and about how she'd had this tremendous reaction, how she might be dying. And there was no cure. And Saturday, her daddy brought her, her dad and her mother brought her down to Brenham. They sat through a 4 or 5 hour healing school and then stayed till 10 o'clock that night to be prayed for. Is that diligence? I finally got to them at 10 that night. I started teaching at 1. I taught till about 5, and then I prayed for people. And at 10 o'clock that night, they come down the aisle, and when I prayed for them, just like that story Miss Bobby told you about that little lady, this little girl was instantly totally healed. I mean, the next day, they went home. She could eat anything. She had all these allergies and everything. She was totally, completely restored from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. And the Monday morning, she's on a golf course with her daddy playing golf. Great. And yet she was in one of them chambers with oxygen in severe pain, didn't even think she was going to live. Does God do good work? Oh, I'm sorry, that was just a coincidence. You don't believe that either. I mean to tell you, it's so awesome to see God show up to do things like that for that little girl. Wow. If we would just only believe. I don't understand why the church is like we are. Do you understand it? I don't understand us. I mean, how do we all read this wonderful book, the same book, and come up with so many different ideas? I mean, how do you read this book? That like yesterday, if you hadn't been at the healing school yesterday, I taught about 4 or 4.5 hours, and I covered many, many wonderful promises of God for healing. How in the world does the average church not know any of those promises? Dumb, that's it. They were dumb. There's got to be more to that than I understand. Those demons that are blinding their mind. There's got to be more to that than I understand. I mean, a person in his right mind is, I mean, Dave, he seems like a normal human being, you know. And when Dave come here, when I got Dave healed, he started reading the book. I mean, wow. All of a sudden, he become a giant amount of knowledge from God's Word. And he understands that what I've been teaching, it's all in there. Isn't it, Dave? He said, I don't understand how I missed it. I went to some good churches in my life, but how did I miss these things? You know, of course, you know, the other day he was up at another church and somebody had some kind of a problem, a sickness or whatever, and he said, well, we could pray for you. And the guy just done like this. You know, get away from me. Get away. I don't believe that stuff. Get away. Get away. Now, what's wrong with us? If I was sick and I thought somebody could pray over me and I could get healed, I'd be looking for that guy, wouldn't you? I would be looking for him. Wow. Woe, woe, woe to all who belong to this world because of what will happen when the last 3 angels blow their trumpets. Man, these first 4 I thought was pretty bad, didn't you? Well, let's see what these last 3 are. Let's go to the next verse. Like I say, I'm glad I'm a Christian. Then the fifth angel blew his trumpet, and I saw a star that had fallen to earth from the sky. And he, now this obviously is an angel or something, and he was given the key to the shaft of the bottomless pit. It's called a star. But do we call people stars? Sure we do. You know, you talk about somebody in Hollywood being a star or whatever. So anyway, he was given a key to the shaft of the bottomless pit. When he opened it, smoke poured out as though from a huge furnace, and the sunlight and air were darkened by the smoke. You think that's over the whole earth? It's what it sounds like, doesn't it? I mean, there's obviously a burning, we know there's a burning fiery furnace in the center of the earth. We know that just about, 25, 30 miles down, everything down there is molten, white hot, just about, 25 miles down, isn't that right? I think that's what I studied in school. I've forgotten a lot of that stuff, the dimensions and everything, but I know it's not very far down there. It becomes molten, white hot. And the rest of the distance, it's molten, white hot. We are flying around out here on a red hot ball of something at about 70,000 miles an hour and spinning at 1,000 miles an hour. And all that just happened to be a coincidence. I can't have enough faith for that. Do you know that? I'm a man of great faith, but I don't have enough faith to believe that the earth just, it was a great bang, and all this just came to pass, and it's happening. You know, I don't have that kind of faith. Let's go on and see what the next one is. Verse 3. Then locusts came from the smoke and descended on the earth, and they were given power to sting like scorpions. Anybody here ever been stung by a scorpion? I have too. But one of them little fellers, when that forked tail, when he brings that thing up, boy, it hurts. You know that?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled, What Will Make the World Repent? Or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.